proclamation number 1464 dated the June 9th, 1940. The spirit of heartlessness. Divine intervention. The spirit of heartlessness rules the earth and its inhabitants, and the opponent has become victorious over countless beings whose lives are devoid of all love. And countless people are thus driven into the chaos he has caused and which became feasible precisely because of this heartlessness, which aroused inconceivable hatred and discord amongst people. People have lost all common sense, for they are guided by the spirit of darkness, and this also keeps people's thinking enslaved or distorts it such that they no longer know what they are doing. Humanity has indeed rarely subordinated itself to the opponent's will so thoroughly as is the case now, and therefore the countermeasure will have to be exceptionally harsh too, if the higher spiritual state is to develop and people's present-day spiritual delusion remedied again. And so this spiritual hardship requires divine intervention, and divine love and wisdom are aimed at using an event for the sake of removing this hardship which, admittedly, makes humanity doubt divine love and wisdom but which is nevertheless the only option left to save people from certain ruin. People remain irredeemable. They cannot be persuaded in any other way to accept the faith, and they comply even less with the commandment of love for God and their neighbor. And then again, the human being has to acquire the right way of thinking if he is to be spared the adversity of the approaching time and his earthly life left to him. For the divine intervention will befall people with elemental force. No one will be prepared for it who has not united himself with God beforehand. And there will be a panic which only God himself can avert again if he is sincerely called upon to do so. Yet people will lack the faith in God. For even those who live with faith and love will be stricken by anxious doubts, since they, too, will very clearly hear God's voice. Their spirit will certainly take refuge in God, yet their soul will fearfully and with dismay await the events which are yet to come. They will barely be able to comfort their fellow human beings and will have to struggle for faith themselves, yet God will support them so that they shall not waver in their faith. But those who don't recognize God will look for rescue on earth and find no help. They have to change their thinking or become victims of the elements which are instructed by God, the Lord himself, to serve him. There will be indescribable confusion, since only the most extreme adversity can still bring about a change in hardened sinners. Only the fear of losing their earthly life will make people soft and submissive and willing to pray. However, without prayer no gift of help can come from above, for only prayer provides the certain guarantee that God himself will take care of his earthly children and release them from all anguish. And the hour will seem awfully long to people who see everything they found desirable up to now fall prey to destruction. And yet, people cannot be spared this hour, since all of God's love and kindness has been rejected and there is no other possible way out of the spiritual adversity. Again and again God's forbearance has postponed this event, but finally his prophecy shall be fulfilled. For the time has come when extreme weakness of will and unbelief can only provoke this catastrophe. The time is near which the Lord has announced through his word when he lived on earth and referred people to this time of apostasy from God. For his word is eternal truth and will come to pass, down to the very last letter. Amen.